whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
And we are here to rant and rave. Nope, I didn't do it. Jessica.
Dana.
How are you?
I'm really good, thanks.
Should we, before we launch into our weeks, should you tell everybody how to get a hold of us?
Sure.
Because we want you to get a hold of us, everybody.
We do. And again, thank you for those who did this week. We had a whole flood of Shen Yun.
I know. Oh, I love it.
So thank you for that. And some really fun poo emoji follow-ups. And again, if you follow us on social media, that's where you can see
all that stuff.
You can hear
it. We also went live on Instagram this week.
Yes, we're going to tell you about that in a second. Yes. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, please check us out at the Rants and Raves podcast, both on Instagram and Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at raves_the. Email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com and directly through our contact button on our website, www.therantsandravespodcast.com.
And guess what, guys? It's the holiday season.
Yes.
Do you know what me and Jessica want for Christmas from you? Rates, reviews, and subscribe.
The best gift of all.
It's the best. Give us a 5-star review if you can, and then write a little something like, hey, these girls are crazy. It doesn't matter. It just helps us get discovered by other people, so we'd really appreciate it.
Totally. Thank you for all of that. Oh, and a really quick aside before we talk about this week. Please know that we are going to be, don't get scared, some of you get scared, but we are going dark.
Yes, we're going to be dark for the week of Christmas.
So when an episode would normally come out a week from now on the 24th, Christmas Eve, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, enjoy the day.
Yes.
Enjoy the eve.
Enjoy the holidays.
It's also going to be the second night of Hanukkah, I believe. Hanukkah starts the 23rd.
Okay.
Again, if you don't celebrate that, find someone who does so you can get some latkes.
Yummy foods.
But we are going to take the week, and Dana is going to be with her family. Let's let this lady have a week off of editing and enjoy the holiday with her family.
Yeah, I'm going to try and enjoy myself. Just 1 week, though, guys, and then we'll be right back.
Yeah.
How was your week, Jessica?
It was really fun, especially when we had our little meetup for the holidays.
I know. Jessica and I went out into the wild mm-hmm. together.
It was great.
It was very fun. We have a holiday surprise coming. So, again, we'll say again, follow us on social media, guys, because we will be dark next week, but we've got a special surprise coming.
And we'll have things every day for you during yes, the week of Christmas.
To make you giggle while you're annoyed with your brother or whoever.
Aunt Joan. I don't have an Aunt Joan. I was just trying to think of someone.
It just seemed so real. It seemed so real.
Well, it's just making me think of a friend of mine. There was a neighbor they'd always have over for the holidays who had like no filter, and she'd always be like, oh, I can't take any more, much more of that Aunt Ruth. And it's like, it was their Aunt Ruth. Like, keep your feelings to yourself.
Hilarious.
And Aunt Ruth would make baked goods for people and hand them out.
Well, that's
and she
nice.
Would say, she doesn't expect me to eat this, does she?
You should have been friends with Aunt Ruth. Aunt Ruth sounds lovely.
I'm sorry. Somebody
with no filter. It seems like they didn't have much of a filter either.
No, Aunt Ruth was the one that the woman was talking about.
Right. Oh, the woman had no filter.
The neighbor,
yeah.
who will go unnamed, was the one who kept complaining about Aunt Ruth and or not accepting Aunt Ruth's baked goods.
I think she was jealous.
Well, it was her friend's family member. It's like, lady, you're lucky to be invited. How dare you?
Well, we went out into the wild. We had a blast at mm-hmm. Cost Plus World Market.
So fun.
I bought lime seasoned cashews and I just snuck them into the movies. I went
Ooh,
to see Knives Out
yes.
with a friend. And we were like, they're weird, but they're addictive. They like tingle tangle your tongue, uh-huh. but you want more.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's good.
I love that you snuck them in. Did your mom or your dad make you used to do that as a kid?
We weren't allowed to go to the movies. Oh. Thanks, Jessica. No, I did see Sorry. Important, like, my dad finally was like, no, they have to see Star Wars. Like, But we weren't allowed till I was older to go to the movies. It was a religious thing.
Well, again, I'm sorry. My apologies.
Yeah. No, I put them in my purse and snuck them in.
Because my mom used to be like, don't say a word about this.
Yeah.
But she'd take us to somewhere else, like a drugstore, and get candy and then put it in her purse.
Where did I go to the movies? It's been a little bit ago, but somewhere I went, they looked through my bag.
Ew.
I happened to not be sneaking that day.
Ooh.
But that's a little bit crazy.
I hate to say it. I don't think they were looking for contraband candy. Probably looking to make sure you didn't have a weapon and that.
Oh, really, well, I was horrifying. Worried about my candy. But I didn't have any in there at the time.
Oh my God.
I thought they were looking for food.
Well, the joke was on them, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't have any. I had
They're
to go.
Like, well, there's a tampon and a crumpled up napkin. Thank you. You're clear to go.
You can go. And some goldfish crumbs, a smashed granola bar, a few cereal bars, and a Hot Wheel.
If you were me, it would be a bottle of water that you didn't close tight enough that emptied out the entire contents into your purse.
Can I tell you, I did that in my new car. You know, it's not that new. It's new to me.
No, it is.
I got it in July. But
that's a new car.
Yeah, to me it is.
Yes.
So I had my water bottle because I told Dan Tipton, we had this water bottle in the house and I filled it up. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to drink more water. Mm-hmm. I was like, I guess I'm this bitch now that carries around a water bottle everywhere. Like, it's teal and it's metal and eco-friendly.
Is it a hydro flask or
it's
something?
It's a manana or something. Uh-huh. And I threw it in my... So when I'm constantly running to auditions, appointments, meetings, like whatever. I'm like a chicken with my head cut off. And I threw it over in the passenger seat. And the entire bottle leaked out into the seat.
No.
And then set off my passenger airbag thing.
What?
I had to buckle the seatbelt with nobody in it because the weight of the water was registering as a person.
No way.
And you guys, I didn't tell Dan Tipton, so keep it to our hundreds of selves.
That's weird. The seat's a totally different color than the driver's side.
I'm sure the first time he got in, he was like on the passenger side, because I think we all rode somewhere together. I'm sure he was like, why is the seatbelt buckled?
Do you know, I didn't realize that until recently, but my purse weighs way too much.
So does mine, yeah.
And I was putting it in the seat, and the seatbelt thing was going ding.
Oh,
ding.
It was that heavy.
It was making me so angry because I don't even put my car in reverse until my seatbelt is locked. So I'm like, the seatbelt is in.
No, it was
and
your
then
purse.
It was the purse.
Wow.
But actually, that's kind of a good, I mean, I like that it's
that sensitive.
I guess. Okay. But also, how much does my purse weigh that it's registering as a
at
body?
At least
in
a little
seat?
Bit. A child?
Pounds?
Yeah.
That's not okay.
No, it's
for
not
my
good for your shoulder.
Or whatever the hell is
I'm
in there.
I'm sorry. I love a purse, right? I'm a purse girl.
Me too.
But I have, for the past like 9 months, I'm like, if it ain't a crossbody where my hands are free, I can't deal.
Well, you're smart, and that at least keeps it safe and closed. My dad has gotten onto me for years for having
open
any
purse.
Kind of purse that's. And
I know.
He's
I do
right.
The same
and
thing.
Now I'll catch myself when I have a tote or something. I keep reaching in to make sure my wallet's still there. Or I put my wallet at the bottom of the purse and then put things so if somebody tries to pickpocket me, it's like, yeah, you can look at my gross used Kleenex.
Ew.
Reach your hand in there, pal.
Calm down. Okay.
But you saying the crossbody thing, somebody I work with also just got like a really chic crossbody purse. And I was like, wow, I'm kind of jealous. And
it is
small,
nice. Although
it's like
I went
the
to
right size.
I went to a Christmas party on Saturday, which was very fun. Vince Vaughn and Peter Billingsley were there.
Adios, meow.
But I had on a pretty dress and I let my ladies out for parties sometimes.
Oh.
And it was kind of a, you know, open neck dress. And so I wore a crossbody because I need my hands to talk.
Did you glitter your décolleté as well?
Well, my friend Kristen Marie said, well, your boobs are glittering. Did you put glitter on there?
Oh.
It was just makeup, like just powder, but it was sparkly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least 6 ladies asked if they could touch them. Anyway, I was wearing that crossbody because I need my hands to talk.
Yes.
And it really, it cuts a weird, it cuts a weird angle on flesh.
You need to have a little clutch for a party.
I know. I have one, but then I have to carry it all the time. I need free hands.
I'm always scared if I put it under my armpit, I'm going to sweat so bad that it's going to like stain the silk.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen. That's excessive.
Well, welcome to my world. Okay.
Anyway, We went together to the mall.
Yes.
And we heard this drumming.
Mm-hmm. And cheering.
And cheering. And we were like, what is that? We're definitely going. Uh-huh. So we head that way. We go to Macy's. They're having a Make-A-Wish presentation. And there's like this big backdrop with elephants and giraffes on it. And it says, congratulations, Caitlin. Mm-hmm. And it says, believe in the pretty red lettering mm-hmm. above. And there's, what's the name of the group? The
Believe-O-Meter.
The Believe-O-Meter was so cute.
There was
African Soul.
African Soul International.
LA?
And yeah, it was the LA chapter. So African Soul LA.
And they were playing the drums and they had some girls dancing, like traditional dances.
Beautiful textiles, like dresses.
With shells and oh my god, it was amazing. So then we're looking, we're like, wait, Make-A-Wish, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Macy's gave this little girl Caitlin, who's fighting leukemia, mm-hmm. $1,500 for her Make-A-Wish trip to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
They built her a closet with clothes, like helping to get her ready for the trip.
Yep.
Her mom was there, her little brother was there. I mean, it was incredible. We were
so
crying.
Cute. And it was a surprise for her. The yes. store manager was nice enough to tell us what was going on, because we were like, what is happening?
Yeah.
We're so excited. And she said it was a surprise and that even the little girl didn't know until
yeah.
today.
It was so cool.
So amazing.
We were blubbering idiots.
Yep.
And then there was a desk that you could sit down and write Santa
yeah.
a postcard with your Christmas wish.
Mm-hmm.
And for every postcard they got, they were donating $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yep. Which is going to be up to $1 million.
And that is still happening, guys.
It's incredible.
So if you swing by or walk by a Macy's while you're doing your final Christmas shopping or holiday shopping,
mm-hmm.
stop in there and write a postcard to Santa. They have a mailbox right there. You just drop yeah. it right in and that'll give $1 to a Make-A-Wish.
Totally.
It was really beautiful.
Absolutely incredible thing to witness and really like add to the holiday spirit.
And it was so fun because we were like talking to people around us. Mm-hmm. We didn't know anybody.
Totally.
It was such a wonderful, the news came earlier, I guess, and interviewed her.
Mm-hmm.
It was really such a random,
yeah.
it just felt like of all the times that we're out together that we ran upon something like that.
Yeah,
it was so fitting for our, yeah, it was so fitting for what our show is and what we try to share and spread together. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was just really beautiful and I cried.
Totally. We both did. And I will tell you, because this was also just kind of ironic that I happened to see it later on that night, the same day. There's a very famous ramen chain in Los Angeles called Jinya, and they have one in Studio City, and they have one in West Hollywood. They had a gigantic, like the biggest box I've ever seen for a toy drive in front of the restaurant
mm-hmm.
after we were at the mall. I saw it later that night, and it was for Make-A-Wish.
Oh.
So that restaurant, and there's places all over your towns across the country, do. Doing this, just check out Starbucks. Usually always has a bin.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a lot of restaurants or local places. I know the theater that you and I perform at always has a drive for Thanksgiving, and then they
mm-hmm.
do something again for Christmas. You can literally get things for so cheap if everybody just bought one toy or
mm-hmm.
even, I mean, because in this case, it's not even about donation with used stuff. They want a new, clean, unwrapped toy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they can give it to kids depending on
everything
what the request is.
Really, really on sale right now. Like even
major.
We went to Cost Plus. There's even toys there. Like, I got
the
a couple of things.
Off,
the books were half off.
The books were half
off. I got that Dr. Seuss book.
Yes.
The
All
Life
About Me.
All About Me for my son.
So
and it was
cute.
Half off. Like, there, you can, even if things are tight,
yep.
I just really believe in paying it forward a little bit. It's
one
pretty
gift.
Easy. Yeah.
Totally.
It's and really lovely. And also, I want to say, we really try to push smaller organizations, get
mm-hmm.
the word out about organizations that don't have as much support and help behind them. But the larger organizations do wonderful things too.
Of course.
So don't hold yourself back from that by any means.
Yep. And for those of you who find yourself in a mall with a Disney store, I'm just throwing this out there because I was shocked. I'm like, hey, that's a great gift for any kid, but that's an affordable thing to buy to put in one of those toy drive things. In the front of the Disney store when we were in the mall,
uh-huh.
they had a mountain of like every Disney princess, not a Barbie, but it's like Disney's version of a Barbie doll, right? Of anything from Moana to Belle,
uh-huh.
$10 each.
Really?
And like, I don't know how much a Barbie is, but I don't think they're $10.
I don't think so.
But this is like a legit Disney princess doll that most little girls would love and go crazy over. $10.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time of year, guys. It's
it
real
is.
Sweet. And I am exhausted.
Right?
Which we will go ahead and segue into our rant. So this first rant comes from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an email we received.
We got it just in time. It came in last night and we feel you. Okay.
Oh my God. Because I am exhausted. and it really does. Hey, Dana and Jessica, I love your show. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. We appreciate it. I work from home and listening to it makes me feel like I have the best coworkers. I have a rant. I went out with some friends tonight after having a full day of exercise, cleaning, volunteering. Good for you. And met up with them for dinner. I had been up and running nonstop since 8, so I was a little tired, but felt fine and like I had enough energy to hang out. I was glad to see them until they all said to me, "Are you okay? You look tired."
Mm-mm.
Well, actually, I worked a full week at 2 jobs, volunteered, cleaned, met up with friends, spent time with my boyfriend, and barely had relaxing alone time all week. But I took what little free time I did have to spend with you, and you're basically telling me that I look terrible. I hate this. First of all, "you look tired" is almost never said to a man. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
And almost always said to a woman not wearing makeup.
Thank you.
Like I was. Secondly, I feel like this phrase is a slap in the face to anyone making a decent effort. It doesn't acknowledge the work that the person is doing or encourage them to keep going. It just cuts them down and tells them that they aren't trying hard enough to be both present and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It really irritated me throughout the dinner, and it was really hard to enjoy the rest of the time with everyone thinking that I'm so exhausted instead of just being grateful to spend time together. Anyway, rant over. Okay. Everything about that letter was spot on.
And I've experienced all of it so many times
that it hurts. Me too. It's like, okay, if you want to say, hey, if you're concerned about a friend, mm-hmm. you go, "Hey, how are you doing? How are things?" You don't go, "You look like crap. What's happening?" Because then I don't want to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I am feeling like crap, or maybe I'm not, and you just caught me without mascara and I have see-through eyelashes because I am a natural redhead. Like, I don't know what to say about that. God made me that way.
It's a guarantee. Like, first of all, I have never been someone that can get away with not wearing makeup.
No, me neither.
And I don't mean that to put some weird complex in people's minds. I'm just being a realist. I have black circles under my eyes since I was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have the best skin.
Nope, me neither.
So people either assume that I'm exhausted. I mean, you might be right, but even if I've had a full night's sleep, I still look exactly the same.
Yes.
Sans makeup. But then people go, "Oh, are you sick?"
Ugh.
And I get that a lot, and that makes me really self-conscious.
Yes.
I'm like, so now I look unhealthy, like sickly.
And I can't just be myself around you. You're so used to seeing me made up that I can't just relax. Like, you came over today, and I was like, "Do I look great? I really don't have makeup on. I may have put some cover up on some spots."
You look nice, and it actually looks like you at least are fresh-faced. I came here showered. I'll give myself that pat on the back.
No.
But you see, there is not even cover up under
my
ass. Okay,
just stop beating yourself up because this is leftovers from yesterday.
Yes!
This is leftover mascara from maybe even Saturday. I'm trying to think.
You know what? Your leftover makeup looks better than my fresh makeup on most days. So
I
there
am
you
not
go.
At an age where I can afford to not wash my face at night, but I was like, can't do it.
You have no blemishes. I'm like looking at your skin. Nope. Yeah. I have like new leopard spots every day on my face. It's soon going to look like an intentional Kat Von D tattoo.
Stop it.
I'm serious.
But what do people think that they're accomplishing when they tell you you look tired?
I don't know.
Here she was to
rude.
Go have a good time with them. This person clearly is very busy all the
mm-hmm.
time. The people who know you must know that you're busy a lot. Like, don't punch her in the stomach.
The worst part is, I hate to say this, but I guarantee you the people who said that to her are probably very unaware.
Mm-hmm.
of their friends and what's going on and stuff like that, right? It's like, oh, I had all day. I went and got a blowout and a this and a that without thinking like, that person might have been up since 5 a.m.
with their two jobs. And
they run every morning or whatever they do. And it took a lot of effort to shower
get here.
And get all gussied up.
I'm telling you, I had a Christmas party on Saturday. I didn't do anything during the day besides like hang out around my house because I told you I'm just exhausted. It took the amount of effort it took to get me showered.
I'm telling you.
I mean, it must have been a 4-hour process of me hemming and hawing. And also, what are you supposed to say to that? Jessica, tell me, are you okay? You look tired. Just tell me that.
Yeah. Dana, yeah. Are you okay? You look really tired.
Do I?
Yes.
Do I look tired?
Very.
You know why I'm tired? I'm tired of people like you. That's what I'm tired of. I came here to spend time with you. I was happy to see you. And then you said that to me, and now I'm like, well, I guess I look like crap. And you said it to my face, so you're an a-hole. And I don't even want to have dinner. I'm going home. Where's the valet?
Dana, wait.
No, I want a valet, and I want my parking ticket stamped. I want discount on valet. I don't care if I stayed for dinner or not. You know what? You look tired and unhappy.
Well, I never.
Yes, you do. Yes, don't say you never. People, somebody has to have said that to you.
This just got really real.
Well, I'm just saying it for her. That's what she needed to say.
Oh my God. Amazing.
You know what you look like? You look stupid. Close your mouth.
Oh my God.
Don't say that to someone.
Don't say it to someone.
It's just as bad as being like, oh, are you pregnant? No, I'm not pregnant.
Oh dear God.
It's just as bad. You're insulting someone's physical being. And even though it's coming from a place concerned, don't comment on their physical appearance.
Totally.
I mean, it's like if my arm got cut off, would you be like, oh, Dana, you lost an arm. Are you okay?
Oh.
You look bad, like you're missing an arm.
My God.
You wouldn't say that.
I should sure as hell hope not.
Right?
I don't know how old
the listener is. Let's be mindful, people.
For real. I don't know how old our listener is, but I will tell you this. I think it's also coupled with age. That doesn't mean that just because you're not in your 20s, now you're 90 years old and can't do anything and don't want to. But I noticed that at the parties this month, a lot of people have said to me, they're like, I didn't want to be here.
I know.
And I'm like, what? I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, come on, did you want to get dressed up? And I was like, not really. They're like, I had to force myself. And it's not because you're being antisocial, you don't want to see anyone, anything like that. You reach a place in life, especially if you tripped the light fantastic in your youth. That you just are very content sometimes. Like, a great night is taking a hot shower when you come home, putting on pajamas, putting your feet up, maybe ordering dinner in so you don't have to cook
or whatever.
And that sounds great.
I know. I gotta be honest. I even stayed longer at the party than I probably normally would have because I was like, oh, God, now I gotta drive home. And I parked far away.
Totally.
I might as well have just melted.
Yes. Oh my God.
Don't tell somebody you look tired. Just don't.
Don't.
It falls in the category of, are you pregnant? It falls in the category of, your face is so pretty, but you're such a big girl.
Oh,
like,
my
it's
God.
All in the same asshole closet.
Yes.
It really is.
It's just insulting.
And I am proud of you, listener. I hope you're listening.
Yes.
I am proud of you for all that you're doing and keeping up with, because just reading the email made me tired.
Exactly.
Good for you. And you deserved that night out. And they shouldn't have treated you that way. And no one should have said that to you. And also, if you're wondering, if you're like, I just don't want to hear them bitch anymore, I just bought a caffeine roller for under my eyeballs, and it helps with puffy eyes, so maybe people will shut the F up.
Caffeine roller?
Yeah, it's just caffeine and a little roller ball, and you put it under your eyes,
and it helps the puffiness.
It's fine. Also, you can use hemorrhoid cream. It's fine. It's true. It's the truth. I heard Conan O'Brien use that.
You gave that tip before,
yeah.
I believe.
So go get a caffeine pen or a preparation H, and then tell those friends they can go eat with somebody else, and you can come have dinner with us, and we'll all look tired and beautiful together.
You can save the clip of Dana for the next time somebody tells
you
that.
Play so you, play play you play this for them. You play this because here we go. Shame on you, girls.
Oh my God.
All right, we should move into your rant before my head explodes.
Hilarious. Okay, so I have been to a few so far this year, and I have a few coming up. Of white elephant swaps.
Yes.
Or in New England, they call it a Yankee swap.
Oh. Why?
I don't know.
Does that have to do with the Civil War?
My mom's company used to do it every year in Boston. They called it a Yankee swap. Go figure.
Okay.
That sounds like something a Southerner would
know. Yeah, it does.
But I want to talk about the lack of effort and care that goes into a white elephant gift on some people's parts.
Yeah.
And most white elephants are about $20 limit, right? That doesn't mean you need to go and spend $1. It also doesn't mean you have to spend, but if it's within the limit, I try to get the bang for the buck
right.
for the thing, right? A lot of them may even be $5 or $10. It doesn't really matter. Even for a $5 limit, you can find something great. I'm
super
being
cute.
Dead serious.
Especially, like, no joke, go
yes.
to Cosplus.
That isn't some
There's
piece
a million
of crap.
Adorable things for like $5 and $7.
Yes.
Yeah.
So put in some effort, because I really resent when I put in the effort and then other people don't. And guaranteed, I'm the one that's going to pick that bad gift, because it always happens that way.
And you went and put thoughtfulness into your gift, and then you get a DVD of Howard the Duck.
You know what? That would have been better than what I got at the worst of all. So one year I was at one, and it was a $20 limit, and every, like, one was better than the next, okay? Uh-huh. Somebody did a Bodum French press.
Oh.
An amazing, geez. Right? But seriously, the little ones are, like, under $20,
yeah.
the smaller size ones. There was that. This was super kitschy, but it was still fun. I would have accepted it, even though it wasn't ideal. A hamburger flip phone. That you plug into the wall, like
oh,
a landline,
yeah.
okay? Somebody gave a movie ticket to a theater.
Nice.
It was like a certificate that entitled you to a movie, a popcorn, and a drink,
That's
whatever.
That's a great gift.
Awesome, right? I pick this bag because it was a bag and it said Eggy, which was a really cute store. I don't even know if it still exists. A very cute store that I knew of in West Hollywood. I was like, ooh, I'm picking that Eggy bag. Clearly nobody knows what
Eggy is.
Well, it wasn't from Maggie, okay?
Oh, no.
For starters.
Oh, no.
It was two used items, and I just so nobody thinks, God, what a bee. Maybe they couldn't afford it. This was someone that could afford it,
uh-huh.
okay? It was a hematite skull, like from a head shop or something.
Oh.
A hematite skull that they clearly took off their shelf.
Yeah.
From their bachelor pad. And then, so help me God, a used dog toy. How do I know it was used?
Yeah, how?
The slobber stains and the amount of hair it was covered with.
That's mean.
It was horrifying, and I was livid, like literally seeing red. I was like, you have got to be kidding me.
That's gross.
If you're that lazy, go buy a $20 Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Buy 20 lottery tickets.
I would honestly rather have a DVD from your collection than a used dog
yes.
toy.
Filled and covered with hair, Dana.
No.
By the way, I just mentioned the lottery tickets. If you're looking for a fun thing.
I have an uncle that always did that, and we loved it.
It's awesome. Somebody did that at my mom's company party every year. They bought $21 scratchers. Guess what? One of those 20s was always a winner.
Yeah.
And one year somebody scratched one of them off, $200.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That's amazing.
I know.
There's so many different things you can do. I can't.
There's
now,
so
I will
many
say,
fun.
If it's a small private friend party, then you're doing White mm-hmm. Elephant. My friend Travis Eli one year framed one of my headshots and then fake signed it from me and put gold spiral Christmas ribbon around it. Like, it was funny. He gave that as his white elephant gift. And we all thought it was ridiculous. Like, I was humiliated. That same picture has been passed around when people have moved, when people have come back at Christmas parties for birthday gifts for almost 20 years. Like, it's crazy. It's the same exact picture. And
your first headshot ever.
It was like my second or third.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but thank God I was in a skinny phase. Can you imagine if they were passing around
was
my grandma's photos?
White?
No, it was color. If they were passing around one of my black and white grandma's photos, I would be so mad.
My first headshot is a black and white female John Candy photo.
My very first ones were real cute. Another actor took them for me for mm-hmm. real cheap, and they were cute, but they're black and white for sure. Anyway, if it's like private friend party, that's one thing.
Okay.
But like where you don't know people, I have a ginormous family mm-hmm. on my dad's side. I have like probably 100 or more cousins.
Holy cow.
Like second cousins now, because
wow.
my dad has 7 brothers and sisters.
That's right.
And so they always did, we have, you know, once the matriarch and patriarch pass on, it's harder to keep everything sure. together. But they used to do a white elephant for the whole family. So you didn't have to bring 750 yes. gifts. Okay. And I remember the first time Dan Tipton went. So Dan Tipton's like, you know, fancy St. Louis dude. His parents had tickets to the
opera
and stuff. Yeah. My family, we're different. We build potato guns together and everyone owns go-karts and motorcycles. So I was like, just be prepared. You know, it's different probably than what you're used to. Mm-hmm. So he gets a set of saw blades and one of my cousins goes,
Dad, what's he going to do with those? What's he going to do with those?
Oh my God. Meaning about your husband?
About him.
Yes!
He's like, that guy don't know how to use a saw blade. He don't even have a saw for that to go in.
Yes. What was Dan's reaction?
He just was not happy. He was
he
like.
He gave him to your dad.
He traded him.
Like, Gary, you can have
he
these
traded
blades.
Him for some like screwdrivers or something. Because the men in my family, all their white elephants were tools.
Oh my God.
Dad, what's he going to do with those?
Oh my God.
Amazing.
That cousin is a full-on cartoon character.
He really is. He really is. And he looks like a cartoon bully, too.
Does he look like the guy from Christmas Story?
Dan was like, he's a Christmas bully.
With a coonskin cap.
Right? Oh or Buzz. God. Wasn't that the Home Alone Big Brother's name?
Oh my God, yeah, he was so mean.
He was so mean. Anyway, that still makes me laugh, clearly. You can put some effort, guys.
I'm going to give you one suggestion, all of you.
Oh.
For a white elephant.
Okay.
Theme for a white elephant.
Okay.
This is the best of those that I've ever been to. It's called A Book in a Bottle.
Oh.
So you could take a book off your shelf.
Okay.
That was, like, known. You could buy a book or just pull one off your shelf to keep the cost
That's
down.
Still nice, yeah.
Any book, and you pair a bottle that was fitting to the theme of the book, okay?
Cool.
So, like, somebody gave Catcher in the Rye with a really nice bottle of rye whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did the Virgin Suicides and gave a bottle of Grenadine and a couple of bottles of 7-Up.
Oh, cool.
Sophie's Choice Ooh. Came with a bottle of Manischewitz wine.
Wow.
Like, but it was one of the most fun things at a party. And, you know, then we were allowed to have, I think swapping was allowed. I don't know if you were allowed
That's
to
fun.
Steal.
I'd get a little golden
a
book in a $2 chuck.
Okay.
Even that would be fun.
But that was like super, super fun. And everybody left happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was a great idea.
I love that.
Doesn't take a lot, people.
It doesn't take a lot. All right, should we do our cleansing breath?
Let's do it.
Let's get out all of our aggravation. I got pretty wound up today, I think.
Me too.
Okay, if you're by yourself, feel free to scream it out. If you're not by yourself and don't mind getting arrested or put into a mental institution, you can still scream it out. God. Whatever you want to do. It's the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready? In. And. Okay, guys, feel that holiday peace? We all are slowing down.
Indeed.
So I think I'm up first for corners.
Yes.
Now, you guys, this has been a big story this week. Jessica, did you know about it before you had seen it, right?
I saw it literally last night on the news.
It's a big deal.
Shrieked.
So get ready. Ugh. Does this need a PSA? Surely not, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I'm going to bury the lead a little bit just because it's amazing. Are you ready?
Yep.
Thousands of penis-like sea worms wash up on California beach. It went on for 2 miles, one beachgoer said of the worms.
2 miles?
I'm telling you, there's pictures here, Jessica. It's massive.
I just saw one area and that was enough to horrify me.
A California beach is arousing attention. Don't say arousing. Who wrote this?
Okay.
David Moyer.
Your favorite.
Sorry, David. I don't like your puns. You make me mad with your puns, David Moyer.
Oh, man.
Arousing attention for attracting thousands of phallic-looking sea worms to its shore. The fat innkeeper worms, commonly known as penis fish, were spotted covering Drake's Beach in Marin County on December 6th after a major storm, according to Bay Nature magazine. They have a picture. It's insane. Wait,
is it Marin County?
Yeah.
Okay, what'd I say? Right outside of San Francisco, just to give people a point of context.
Oh, okay. The worms survive in the muddy sand of low-zone mudflats by building U-shaped burrows, according to the Monterey Bay Aquarium. David Ford, who saw the hordes of them during a walk along the beach, admits he had never seen such a bizarre creature and so many to boot. David, I had no idea what they might be. It went on for 2 miles, Ford told Vice Motherboard. I walked for another half hour and they were scattered everywhere. There were seagulls lined up on the beach the whole way, having eaten so much they could barely stand. A quarter of them looked like they were still alive. The rest were dead. They had a dead sea creature smell. That's unpleasant. So far, the penis fish are going to waste on the beach. Certainly a missed opportunity for those fond of the gourmet cuisine. It's a gourmet cuisine?
I'm going to throw up.
Well, you're one of those fancy effers. Why don't you go eat some penis worms? They really do look like penises.
Yeah, and I know look about at that the shaft. Innkeeper worm. And they're so ugly and so gross.
Not pretty.
I was recently watching something about them on one of the nature things that I follow on Instagram. So the fact that they are washing up in droves on our shores is a little too much to take.
Yes. I mean, it's crazy. It's nasty. They look like, and I'm telling you, they're well endowed.
The only kind of worm I like is an earthworm or an inchworm. Those are cute, too.
Yeah, they eat your leaves, though.
Other than that, I don't need those parasitic,
Don't say uncut hooded. Don't say uncut hooded.
What is happening?
Let's move on to your
What is happening?
It's, I mean, if you want to come see millions of penises off of a body on a beach, guys.
Come for the penis worms, stay for the elephant seals here in San Simeon, California. Step right up. Give her an inch, she'll take 2 miles. I'm here all night, people.
Stop yourself. Why did you travel back in time? Why are you a barker? Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, what's your corner?
It's been a while, guys. We have a weirdo of the week back for Christmas.
How does that go?
You're weird. You're so very weird. Why must you bring your weirdness here?
It's been a bit. Oh, that cozy, cozy feeling of a weirdo of the week.
Strap yourselves in because I want to know how this is possible. 141-year-old fruitcake is a Michigan family's heirloom, Dana.
They don't eat it. Am I wrong?
Read your article. Julie Ruttinger of Tecumseh, Michigan, holds a 141-year-old fruitcake, a family heirloom baked by her great-great-grandmother, Fidelia Ford, in 1878.
Please spell that.
Fidelia.
I'm naming my next animal Fidelia.
There's Fidelia. She's pictured to the left of the fruitcake.
Of the cake?
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, she's holding the plate straight up in the air and it's not moving.
I'm horrified. Fidelia died before the cake was served, and the family, out of respect of her memory, decided not to eat it and has instead passed it down for generations.
What?
It resides in a glass case with the date of its creation affixed to the top. Some families pass down jewelry, watches, or even recipes. But a Michigan family has its own heirloom, a 141-year-old fruitcake. It's a great thing, said Julie, the great-great-granddaughter of Fidelia.
It was tradition.
It's a legacy.
Well,
the cake was initially preserved to honor Ford. That's Fidelia's last name.
Mm-hmm. Let's call her Fifi.
Oh my God. She established a tradition of baking the cake and letting it age for a year before serving it during holiday seasons.
No.
She died at age 65 before her 1878 cake could be eaten. And by the time the holidays arrived, the family considered her handiwork a legacy.
1878.
Mm-hmm. It just made me burp and hiccup at the same time. Gross. Until his 2013 death, the cake was in the care of the great-great-granddaughter's father. This is all getting very confusing. Who was Fidelia's great-grandson. He had stored it in an antique glass dish on top of a shelf of a china cabinet, which is where it remains today. He took care of it to the day he left the earth. We knew it meant a lot to him. Guinness World Records doesn't have an entry for the oldest fruitcake, but as for cakes in general, the Ford fruitcake is nowhere near the world's oldest.
What?
The Detroit News reported that honor goes to a 4,176-year-old cake.
What?
That was found in an Egyptian tomb. It is on display in a food museum in Switzerland.
Oh my God.
Just to wrap up this story. Uh-huh. During the 93 years that Morgan Ford held on to his family's fruitcake, he showed it off at church and family gatherings, shared stories about its history with younger relatives. He even showcased the cake on The Tonight Show.
What?
In December 2003. What? I watched The Tonight Show every night. I don't remember. Remember that?
Stop yelling at me.
Okay, taking a bite with the host and saying it tasted like thrashed wheat.
No, they took a bite?
2003, that was Jay Leno, right?
Yeah.
Not Johnny Carson anymore. We're going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
But why would they bite
it? It says Mother, 1878, on top of the dome.
Oh, my.
What is in that cake that has preserved it and kept it from going moldy?
I don't know, but I would not put it in my body.
Ever.
Ever.
Not for $1 million.
But I'll be honest, though, like, if that cake really is from 1878 and it's been passed down to your family, are you going to be the jerk that throws it away? No.
It would not be coming into my house, and I am a borderline hoarder, and I am one of the most sentimental, sappy people. I know that's hard for some to believe, but I am.
See that teacup up there? That teacup that's under a glass?
Under a cloche?
Yeah, yes. That belongs to my grandmother.
Well, that's special.
Yes.
And that's not weird or creepy. And it's beautiful.
Thank you.
And it can't get diseased or full of fungus or parasites. No. Dear God.
I think fruitcake is so gross anyway, and it makes me mad because I love a cake. Okay. I love a cakey, moisty, I know people don't like that word, but I love that, cakey. Mm-hmm. But fruitcake is so nasty. Sometimes I try it thinking, no, you're crazy, you're going to love this, it's a cake.
No, you're not going to love it.
What are the green things in it? Can you explain that to me?
Some kind of jellied something, I don't know.
No.
It's all dyed and processed.
It's yuck, ugh. Yuck, yuck. What's your family, like your favorite family snackies at the holidays?
Holidays. Okay, so my mom made insane latkes every year. Mm-hmm. I mean, incredible. She always came to my class.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so like a parent would come if you had anything that was outside of the majority, right? Like we had a few little minorities at my school, Jews being one of them.
Uh-huh.
And my mom would always come to do the latkes, and it was so fun, and everybody loved it.
That's awesome.
So I love latkes at the holidays. My mom also did brisket several times a year, which to die for. I don't know, and I'm trying to think with my friends, because I always went to my friends for Christmas Eve and
Christmas remember
Day.
All the snackies. So we did like Ritz crackers and all kinds of cheeses.
Oh, yeah.
We did ring bologna.
What is that?
It's a ring of bologna still in the red, like, intestine thing. And you peel that.
I'm sorry, what?
You peel that off. I think that's what it is. The red
ring bologna.
Yeah, it's a ring of bologna, like a fat sausage in a casing.
What?
And you slice it and put it, you peel the red off and put it on your crackers. Any kind of whipped cheese, I'm into a spread. I'm into a spread. Little smokies in a crock pot.
Oh, God, I love little smokers.
There were some at that party on Saturday. It's the first thing I ate.
No, my mom did like crudité platters with like homemade dip.
Well, we had our own version
very
of crudité.
Healthy.
Oh.
I told you that. That's why
Louis,
I would go hog wild when I'd go to other people's houses.
For holidays, any holiday or a sports event, St. Louis, the big thing is the bread bowl, where they put dill dip inside of the bread bowl, and you and all the pieces from the inside are around the outside of the bowl, and you pick up a piece and dip it inside the bread bowl.
That sounds amazing. Okay, so my mom did make a real mean spinach dip. with that Knorr vegetable, spring vegetable soup mix is like the dried mix that you add to sour cream, a little bit of mayonnaise, and water chestnuts, and then like a package of frozen spinach to die for.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I do have a snack. My mom used to make a mean baked brie.
Really? I don't think I've ever had a baked brie.
Okay, then you're making this for your family during the holidays.
No, I don't cook.
I don't either, and it is the easiest thing ever. You take a package of crescent rolls, Pillsbury,
okay,
and roll them out. Uh-huh. Like, instead of pulling it into the pieces or whatever, okay, just make it into like a flat square or rectangle, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Take a wheel of brie,
yeah,
put that inside. You then smother the top of that with either apricot preserves, raspberry, fig, whatever suits your fancy. Then you close up the crescent rolls around it, uh-huh, and you bake it in the oven at like 350 for 20 minutes or so.
Uh-huh.
And then you cut into it, and it is absolute heaven, and there was never a bite of it left.
Really?
Also, if you like blue cheese.
Nope.
Okay. Because my mom also did make a cheese ball at the holidays. That's what she would bring to people's houses when we'd go for Christmas, and people loved it.
I like cheese balls, but not blue cheese.
Yeah. You need to do the baked brie. Everybody will be so impressed, and it is heavenly. I guarantee multiple people listening are like, I make that, or my mom makes that, or whoever.
Okay.
It's that good.
All right.
Guess what? Trader Joe's already has it. You can just buy it.
That's the easier
brie
option.
Brie en croûte, and just throw it in your thing.
Sounds good.
Then
that
you
sounds
don't have
like
to unroll your crescent rolls.
Thank God. I often also go to the nunnery and get pumpkin bread.
Stop. My neighbor brings me a loaf every year. She gave it to us.
Oh, my God. I had one for you. I won't give it to you now.
Excuse me. We already ate it. And if you are not kidding, I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
I always get them for people.
I will happily take another.
So they're the Monastery of Angels.
It's great.
Up in the lower Hollywood Hills, mm-hmm, like off of Franklin. Someone years and years and years and years and years ago, mm-hmm, gave this monastery candy making equipment and ovens and stuff. And so cool. They started making candy and their pumpkin bread.
It's to die
for. It is to die for. Yep. It is so good. So every year I go, I get one for my mailman, my neighbors.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
All right, we should move on.
Let's do it. We're out of corners.
Oh wait, I forgot. We have a Let's Be Mindful corner.
Oh yeah, excusez-moi.
Okay, real quick, we have a Let's Be Mindful corner. So last week, I believe, we did a story about a young man who was adopted and his class went with him.
Mm-hmm.
A very kind listener wrote in a letter about that. She has personal experience with it. And we just want to be mindful and share this letter with everyone. Hi, I love you both so much. I haven't finished the newest episode yet and stopped right when Jessica started talking about the little boy who invited his kindergarten class to his adoption. I don't know where that conversation went yet, but I felt the need to write in already. I'm an adoptive mom of an 18-month-old I adopted at birth. In the years leading up to and since his adoption, I've been active in multiple Facebook groups for adoption. I value the voices of adult adoptees since they are the ones most affected. Even with the best of parents, there's trauma in adoption. As far as losing your identity, the birth certificate is literally changed to say, I have birth.
Oof.
Losing your ancestry, etc. The consensus among the vast majority of adult adoptees, and I agree with them, is that it was super cute. He wanted to invite his friends, but his new parents should not have allowed the publicity. His adoption and any backstory is his story. And at 5 years old, he's not capable of understanding the ramifications of it being online. Not that I assume they asked him. Now it's out on the internet where it will never go away. I totally get that being a parent, bio or adoptive, is tough and we have to make the best choices for our kids. I'm so grateful for the groups I've joined and learning what people wish their adoptive parents hadn't done, like celebrating their adoption day each year. Anyway, this got way longer than I had planned and I know the intent behind sharing this story comes from a good place. I just wanted to bring the other side of it to light as well. Now, go get your son a real Christmas tree. I told her I can't do that. My dad would never stop calling me. But so anyway, I just wanted to share that. Thank you so much, listener, for kind of showing us the other side of the coin from experience. You know, his family did make that decision and we did want to celebrate it from a cute place. But I understand what she's saying as well. I try not to post too many pictures of my son online without a hat or sunglasses for the same reason. Yeah. I know a lot of parents have already gotten their kids' names for social media so that they have them when they grow up. I haven't done anything like that. It's a weird, it's new territory for us.
Totally.
As an existing, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's weird. But I just wanted to share that and be mindful that there is a different opinion mm-hmm. about it. So thank you so much for sending that in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Should we move on into our raves this week? My rave this week is kind of short, and it's more of a good news story because it just moved me. I mean, it's precious. This is from Inspire More, which you know we love, and you guys can sign up for emails from them. You can get them in your inbox once a week, every day, whatever you want, and they're just all good news stories. It's just wonderful. So this one is by Beverly L. Jenkins. Hardworking dad breaks down when news station surprises him with Secret Santa gift. The holidays can be a huge financial struggle to families who are working hard to make ends meet. Shane McCann is one of those hardworking dads who has rearranged his entire life to care for his family. His wife has health issues that make her unable to work or care for their four kids. So he took a job at their school to make sure that he could always be home with them. Shane works as a playground and cafeteria aide at Cloverdale Elementary School in Ammon, Idaho. He can only work during school hours because of his family situation. But non-certified part-time positions like this don't pay enough to support a family of six. Still, he comes to work with a smile on his face and takes his role as protector very seriously. After watching him struggle for years, Shane's co-workers sent his name to East Idaho News to be considered for their month-long giveaway, Secret Santa Surprise. This holiday season, the station has pledged to give away $500,000 to people in the community who need a little help. When they heard about Shane's situation, they knew he fit the bill. That's why East Idaho News team showed up outside of Shane's school with a little box that contained a huge surprise. The news team described what Shane's coworkers had told them, how Shane always goes out of his way to help the students, teachers, and staff at school, plus how difficult his home life has been since his wife got sick. Mm-hmm. When they brought Shane into the principal's office to meet the news team, he seemed nervous. Little did he know that his life was about to get just a little bit better. He opened the box and removed the check, squinting at the small print before looking up astounded. "Oh dear," he said quietly, working hard to hold back his tears. After trying to compose his racing thoughts for several minutes, he simply says, "Wow," and collapses into the reporter's arms in a huge hug. Only then did this humble father and husband break down and allow his tears of gratitude to flow. All the reporter could do was hold him tightly, no doubt thanking his lucky stars that his job allows him to bless people this way. Mm. Incredibly, when someone suggests that Shane might need to take the afternoon off to recover from his shock of the windfall, he shakes his head and tells it like it is. "I have an obligation," he said. "I have no problem being here. There are 523 kids here, and their safety is in my hands, among others, and I take that very seriously. As long as I can help it, they will not be hurt." We always love to see people like Shane get an unexpected gift like this one. We hope he can use the money to give his family a wonderful Christmas, not to mention helping with their many expenses. This gift highlights the true meaning of the holidays. Think of others and help when and wherever you can. So we watched the video, guys. He amazing. Literally just bursts into tears mm-hmm. and hugs the reporter. He apparently was a volunteer at the school last year, mm-hmm. and by the end of the year, they gave him a job because he was so wonderful, and it was beautiful.
Totally.
Oh, happy holidays.
I love it.
Sir, I hope you and your family.
People are so unexpecting and get something like that.
I know.
He was
so shocked. So shocked. He didn't see it coming at all.
And then when I think it finally sunk in, he just embraced that man that presented
it. It was beautiful. So that's my rave for this week. It felt good. It felt good.
Yes. All of these things and doing something for others is amazing. And I will throw in a quick aside. I've noticed several people who have been doing a kindness advent with their children, where every day cool. having their kids do something for someone else or making them aware of something. It's beautiful.
That's like, what beautiful. A lovely. I've never seen that. I love that.
It's so cool. So I have another heartwarming rave.
Yay.
This is something that caught my eye when Dana and I were at the mall. I was just kind of schmying around when I was waiting for her, and I found this. And again, I'm telling you, I was like, I just feel like things were just kind of waiting for us that day. It was kind of
it really amazing. Was amazing.
Yeah. It was like right up our alley.
Yeah.
So we both loved this. This is a company called Sackcloth and Ashes. And they do have their own website, but also if you have Cost Plus World Market, which again, we can't say enough good things about
them. Not a sponsor, but love them.
Uh-huh. For things for yourself, things for your home, for gifts, for amazing food items from around the world, wines, everything. Yeah. Run, don't walk to Cost Plus World Market. They are online too.
Yes, and they have a lot of free shipping right now for the holidays.
Yes, it's not in every city, but they're a great
company. And when this comes out, you still have time. The free shipping goes till Wednesday. So
that's right. Mm-hmm. So Sackcloth and Ashes is a company that for every blanket they sell, they donate one to a homeless shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Already love it,
yes,
right?
Yes.
They're very cool. They're definitely have like what I would, they remind me of like the national parks and the look of that. They're very like Western.
Santa Fe kind of. Yeah. Yeah. They're beautiful.
Ranchy, Montana.
Yes.
Northern California, Utah, all that.
Yeah. Like, we got a blanket and some steer. We're good.
They're really big. So like they're a nice size blanket.
Big blanket.
And they're very soft.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you a little rundown about them. The founder of Sackcloth and Ashes, Bob Dalton, was inspired to help the homeless population when his mother, a hardworking single mother, found herself living on the streets in 2013.
Wow.
Because of his mother's story, Dalton was inspired to call his local homeless shelters to ask what they needed most. They all said blankets. That's when he founded Sackcloth and Ashes. For every blanket purchased, they give a blanket to your local homeless shelter. On June 1st, 2018, they launched its first major campaign called Blanket the United States. The goal of the campaign is to donate 1 million blankets to homeless shelters by 2024.
Amazing.
So great. So you can see a map on their page, and all the states are in black, and then you can see blue dots of where donations have been going, which is amazing. And
cool.
According to this map, with the exception of the teeny states that I cannot see, every single one of them has received donations.
A blanket, yeah.
So how we give, we donate based on zip code. Find the shelter we donate to in your area. So that's very cool. So like if we ordered one here, they would look for the closest shelter to where we are in Los Angeles. And we unfortunately have a lot of
major homeless
shelters.
Yeah.
So they also list tons of places, and this is all just, I mean, literally nationwide.
Wow, you're like scrolling like
crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So definitely go and check out their site. Additionally, I thought this was very cool at the display that's set up at Cost Plus, because they are now partnering with them to sell these blankets. So far through Cost Plus sales, they have donated over 8,000 blankets.
Whoa.
And it says, because of our partnership, we are able to donate 15,000 blankets to homeless shelters across the states of California, Texas, Colorado, and Washington.
Wow.
Another thing that I absolutely love, they have a three-step thing for when buying the blanket, and it says take it further. Number one, fill your empty box with toiletries, socks, snacks, Band-Aids, and water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, donate that to your local shelter or leave in your car to hand out to someone in need.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, bring your filled box back to any of our stores and we will take it to a homeless shelter.
So awesome.
So
we saw that fantastic. And we were like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Really, really beautiful company with a beautiful message.
And beautiful blankets.
I know.
I know.
It's really cool.
Yay, Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
I'll be honest. I'm super surprised I got through this episode without crying.
I know.
We talked about a lot of things that made me cry previously.
Totally.
I guess. So we want to mention one more time, we are going to be dark. I guess that will be next week.
Yes. For the next Tuesday, the 24th.
We will be dark. We're taking time for our families,
mm-hmm.
but we're thinking about you, and we will be active on social media. You guys can hit us up whenever you want. Mm-hmm. We'll be posting some fun and silly things. Yep. And we just want everybody, again, we know that people struggle during the holidays sometimes, and we don't all celebrate the same holidays, but just the feeling of love and goodness.
Yes.
If nothing else, just know that we love you guys, and we're sending good thoughts and love
this
your way.
This season is about love, at the heart of it, right?
Yes.
It's not about gifts, even though everybody loves to get and receive a gift and whatever. It's not about any of that.
Yeah.
It's about love and peace
and kindness.
Coming together and
connecting. If you've got family that you love, really connect with them. If you have family you haven't talked to for a while, maybe just send them a card.
Yeah.
Unless they murdered your dog, then leave them alone.
Oh, boy.
We've all got our stories, you know? No one's murdered any of my dogs, just to make that clear.
Hope not.
Yeah. So anyway, I always like to end with a weekly point to ponder, something that I'm really excited about, something I love, an animal to follow on Instagram, mm-hmm. or a conversation starter. Mm-hmm. This one is holiday themed, mm-hmm. Since I wanted, you know, this is, we're going to be dark next week. Mm-hmm. So this one is about Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Rudolph's red nose is probably the result of a parasitic infection in his respiratory system. Okay. That's according to Roger Highfill, the author of the book The Physics of Christmas, From Aerodynamics of Reindeer to the Thermodynamics of Turkey. In case you're looking for some light reading over the holidays, the world's most famous reindeer has a red nose due to a parasite. However, Rudolph's relationship with his parasite is symbiotic. After all, the red nose illuminates the path through the winter night for the whole reindeer team. So good for you, Rudolph. Your parasite helped you be the best.
I'd like to know what Herbie the dentist has to say about this.
Well, it might be a tummy parasite, not a mouth parasite.
Oh, brother.
You don't know. Happy holidays, guys.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate, just feel some love and eat some yummies. Got it?
Yes.
And we'll be back in a week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.